Good morning. Today's daf in Gittin is Lamed Aleph Chaf Tes Amud Beis. We are shortly after the Mishnah, right in the middle of the Amud. And we are doing yesterday and the first part of this morning a bit of an interlude here in the third parak. We're talking about Shliach was a Shliach. The appointment of one Shliach deputizing another Shliach. Passing the baton along, making sure that the get is going to be sent to wherever it needs to be sent to, making sure the get arrives to the wife. The husband sent the get via shlichus. So this is obviously a shliach lahalacha. So the shliach can go ahead and appoint another shliach, v'chule v'chule, third shliach, a fourth shliach, etc., etc. So that's what we've been learning about primarily in yesterday's daf. There are two mishnayos that we saw yesterday. One where the shlichus was intra Eretz Yisrael, being sent from one part of Eretz Yisrael to another part of Eretz Yisrael, where there is no requirement to make the statement b'fanei nechta b'fanei nechtam. So there, it's just a function of shlichus. So under those circumstances, so go ahead, you can go ahead and subcontract. The husband will give it to one shlech, and the shlech can go ahead and appoint another shlech v'chule v'chule. And the reason why is because again. Everyone is just simply working as an agent of the former. Okay? Good. So that is, that's what we saw. That was mission number one. Mission number two we saw yesterday is it gets more complicated when the get is being delivered from outside of Eretz Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael, because now the shliach not only has to deliver the get, but also has to say, b'fanenechta. It was written and signed in front of me. Obviously now, if he passes the get along to somebody else, that person cannot say it. He could say it, but it's not true. Therefore, he can't say it. And so that becomes a problem. But we have a solution. We learned yesterday in the Mishnah. The solution is that what the Shlech will do was that he'll give the get to a Beis Din while in transit. He'll say to the Beis Din, b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechtam. Beis Din now can basically authenticate the signatures based on that statement of the first Shliach. Now give it to a second Shliach. The shliach now is no longer a function of the first shliach, but rather the second shliach now is a function of Beis Din. He's coming now as a shliach Beis Din, and that he can do. Good. So that is the two mishnayos that we saw in yesterday's daf, and there are a number of details that we learned yesterday. We're going to continue learning today. Okay, there's a lot of gemara coming up ahead. I'm going to go a little bit quicker today. Apologies. But we're going to need to go a little bit quicker. So we left off yesterday with the words Amar Rabbah. So that's where we're going to pick it up today. We're in Chav Tes Amud Beis, and it is about a third of the way down, a little bit more than that. Amar Rabbah, the Gemara starts off, Shlich Be'eretz Yisrael, Sekam Shluchim. A Shlich in Eretz Yisrael, who is unable to continue. So what he can do now is that he can set up multiple Shlichim, meaning the you can subcontract from there, etc., etc. Amar Avashi Emes Risham Bat Lukulan. So Ravashi now makes the following declaration, and that is what happens if, let's say, after the first shliach hands it off to a second hands it off to a third, and whatever number we're up to, and let's say now the first shliach dies. So Ravashi makes the following comment. He says, well, if the first shliach dies, well, they're all coming subcontracted from the first shliach, and so therefore Ravashi says, we no longer have shlichus anymore. And the get cannot be delivered anymore because no longer do we have a principle of agency. So Amar Mar Baravashi Hada Abba Dekanusahi. So Mar Baravashi says regarding the comment of his father, meaning Ravashi, Dekanusahi. So when he made that comment, so he was younger and it wasn't a fully developed thought. Okay, and it's a little bit strange, by the way. I was thinking also, the son is saying this about his father, right? Well, right. The son was saying this about his father's comment, and generally speaking, obviously the son has to be more respectful of the father. But I'm not in a position to criticize, as I do not know all the information. So ilu meis baal mida meshashi isbei. Ilu meis baal mida meshashi isbei. So in other words, if the husband died, so before the get was actually delivered, obviously. All bets are off. Shlichus is gone. Shlichus is an agent of the husband. So kulu mikoch man kasu mikoch de bal kasu. So isla bal isla lekulu lesla bal lesla lekulu. So if the first shliach dies, that's not going to impact us whatsoever, because the first shliach is what an agent of the husband. It's the husband right now and his existence which is critical to the shlichus. It's not the first shliach. First shliach is just simply acting as an agent of the husband. When he goes ahead and deputizes that second shliach, The second shliach is serving now as an agent. Not of the first shliach, but the second agent obviously is now being basically commissioned by the husband via the first shliach. But okay, everything comes back to the husband, not the first shliach. Okay, so the son of Rav Ashi says regarding this comment of Rav Ashi, it's not correct. The first shliach dies, the shliach still is in effect. How okay, a number of case studies that we're going to be doing from here until the upcoming Mishnah. So, number one, a person sending a get to his wife. Amar shliach lo yadanala. So now the shliach, as he is ready to serve as the agent, says, "Look, I'm here for you. I'm going to do whatever you ask me to do. I got one small problem. I don't know what your wife looks like. I don't know her. We discussed this already a number of times. There needs to be, should be, right? But there was a tosus that we saw a little bit earlier. But let's say needs to be. There needs to be recognition on the part of the shliach that he's giving it to his wife. And so he admits, the shliach readily admits to the husband, I don't know your wife, so I can deliver it, but I don't know who she is. So it puts me at a bit of an impasse. So Amrlei Zil Yavila Abba Bar Minyumi De'iu Yadala. So the husband says to the first shliach, no problem whatsoever. You're going to go deliver the get, but don't deliver it to my wife. You don't know who she is. Give it to Abba Bar Minyumi. He knows who my wife is. Okay, good. Problem solved. And so now, so now the story goes is that the first shliach went on his way, and now obviously his objective is to find Abba Bar Minyumi, and he can't find him. So Ashkechel Rabbi Abba Rabbi Chanina Bar Papa Rabbi Yisag Navcha Yosef Rav Safar Gabayu Amolei Mesur Milech. So Kami Didan Yechiyesu Abba Ben Yume in his final line. So an assortment of Amoraim said to our first shliach. Our first shliach was not given a name. He said, "Look, you're looking for Abba Ben Yume. You can't find him. Here's what you're going to do. You're going to leave the get with us, and you're going to give us the instructions. And then what we're going to do is that we will comply with the instructions when, in fact, we find our Rebbe Minyumi." So, Allah. And then, we're going to give it to our Rebbe Minyumi. He's going to go and he's going to give it to her. So, Arm Aluhu Rav Safra. So, now, as Rav Safra is hearing this idea, that the first shliach now should deposit it by the Beis Din, so Rav Safra says, "I challenge." V'hashlech shalonitan legerishin who? So, he says, "Wait 1 second. That first guy is not a shliach legerishin." A shliach for a gerushin can go ahead and subcontract and appoint a second shliach, etc., etc. But this guy over here is not a shliach legerushin. What is he? Well, right now, that's exactly what we're litigating. Right now, what Rav Safra is suggesting is that he is only, his only purpose is to basically be a courier delivering the get not to his wife, but to Abba Bar Minyumi. But he was not appointed to be a shliach for the divorce. And since he's not a shliach legerushin, so therefore, he can't go ahead now and hand it over, not even to a Beis Din, right? Previously, we talked about you can hand it over to the Beis Din, say b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam. But that's fine because you were appointed to be a shliach legerushin. Our first shliach over here is not a shliach legerushin, and therefore, Rav Safra says, "I challenge this whole idea." So, ichsufu. So when the Beis Din heard this challenge, they were embarrassed, meaning that challenge seems to be an extraordinarily solid challenge. So Rava now commentary. Rava says, look at that. Rav Safra just cut the legs off of the three, not just three rabbis, but smuchim. They have smicha. And Rav Safra, in just one blow, was able to basically cut them down. Not literally, obviously, but figuratively. In other words, their idea, he dismissed it. So Amar Ravashi b'mai kapchinu mikamar le'abba b'minyum v'lo at. And Rav Ashi says, no. Look, Rav Safra did challenge, but Rav Ashi says, I'm going to defend those three rabbis. Those three rabbis were right. In other words, they can accept the get, and they can accept the instructions, and they can pass the get along to Abba Bar Minyumi. Why? Because when the husband gave the get to our first shliach, what did he say to the first shliach? He says, I want you to deliver the get. And then when the first shliach says, yeah, but I don't know who, I don't know who she is. I don't recognize your wife. So then he says, okay, give it to Abba Bar Minyumi. But the husband would have been just as happy giving it over to the first shliach and using him as a shliach legerushin. And Rav Ashi points out, what the husband did not say was, Abba Bar Minyum is going to deliver the get and not you. That's not what the husband said. It's only just a practical issue of you didn't recognize her, you don't recognize her, therefore you're going to pass along to somebody else. But in principle, the first shliach could have served as a shliach legerushin. So therefore, Rav Ashi is fully supportive of the idea that he can now just simply deposit it by the Beis Din with the instructions of giving it to Abba Bar Minyum, and the Beis Din will do so. Igadamre now, in another version, slightly different version, so it's Rava who says that, look, Rav Safra challenged, but now in the second version, Rava acknowledges that it's not a strong challenge. It's a mistaken challenge. So Amar Rav Ashi Maita Usa, and Rav Ashi over here is just explaining what Rava didn't explain. Rava says that the challenge is not substantial. And now Rav Ashi is explaining why Rava says it's not a substantial challenge. So, going over the same point that we just made. In the second version, it comes out to be the same as the first version. It's just that Rava, in version number one, felt that the challenge of Rav Safra was legitimate. And in version number two, Rava himself acknowledged that the challenge is not legitimate. Okay, that's case study number one. Here we are now, case study number two. We're still in Chav Tesam and Beis. How Gavad the Shadlai Gita Le Devasayu, a man sending a get to his wife. Amar Le Lashech Lo Tezve Niala Atal Sin Yomen. And he says, look, what you're going to do is that there will be a 30-day delay. A condition that he puts into the get, that he does not want the get delivered for 30 days. Why? We don't know. Doesn't matter. In other words, that was just simply a condition put into the get. So, fine. So, it nis bego Tal Sin Yome. So what happened was that the shliach within 30 days simply was unable to deliver. In other words, an onus. Whatever happened to the first shliach, in other words, he now knows day 15, day 16, somewhere within 30 days, he now knows he's unable to go ahead and to deliver the get. So asa l'kama d'rava, amar rava, so chala, tamei mai mishum d'anus, so hai nami anusu, so amalei masor melech, kami didan. So now, what he wants to do, of course, is he wants to pass the baton along. In other words, he wants to hand the get. He'd love to deliver the get now. It just happens to be the condition is he can't deliver the get for 30 days. Fine. So now Rava says, here, I'm going to advise you. What you'll do now is that you'll give the get over to me. By me, what he really means is my Beis Din. And then, post 30 days, what we'll do is we'll send an agent to Beis Din to go ahead and deliver the get. That was Rava's solution to the problem. And Rava points out, again, go back to what we learned in the Mishnah. In the Mishnah, when can you go ahead and deputize another shlech? When you're an anus, when you're cholim, when you're sick. So over here, you're an anus, you can't deliver the get. This falls under the category where you can go ahead now and you can pass the baton along. So Amalei Rabban LeRava V'Ashlech Shulon Tel Negerushin Hu. So, again, a challenge. The challenge over here is similar to what we said just moments earlier. And that is that the get right now is undeliverable. Why? Because the condition was only after 30 days. We are within the 30 days. It is an undeliverable get. So even though the shliach is holding the get, he's not a shliach legerushin. Okay. In a moment, the Gemara is going to push back on this idea.
Is he considered shliach the first shliach?
The first shliach now is a shliach for sure. But in other words, the shlichus only begins after 30 days. What the Gemara is trying to argue right now is that since we're within 30 days, therefore, he's not yet a shliach. I understand there's another way to look at it. In fact, in a moment, the Gemara is going to look at it in another way. This is a havamin of the Gemara right now. This is just a proposal. Let's first finish with the Gemara's thought, and then I'll pause. So, Amalu Kevin de Labasa Tasiyamin Matzi Megaresh. So this is Rava's response to the Chachamim. Amar lehu, given the labasa tasan yamim matzim megarish kishliach shenitan legarishin hu. So Rava says, I dismiss your challenge. Meaning you right now think that he's not a shliach. No, he is a shliach. It just happens to be that a part of his shlichus is that he has to wait 30 days. But right now he is a shliach legarishin. There's a condition that at this point in time it's premature for him to deliver it. But he's a shliach current. Therefore, if he wants to go ahead and pass along, it's an onus. He himself can't deliver it. And now he wants to pass along. By all means, he can, even within 30 days. Yes.
Is the second shliach considered the shliach of the first shliach?
I mean, the second shliach, yeah.
Or is he considered shliach of the?
In other words, everyone ultimately is going to go back to the husband when the second shliach is delivering it. He's doing so not.
If he's the shliach, the first shliach, then you could argue that if the first shliach dies, then his shlichut is in question. But if the shliach of the husband.
Right.
Then
the Gemara earlier said that ultimately it all goes back to the husband. It's all the shlich of the husband. It's just that the first shlich has the ability and the right to go ahead and deputize somebody else.
I don't know how you can say though he's not a shlich until the 30 days because he's still holding the get.
Good. So the Gemara concludes like you. Perfect. In other words, this is standard Gemara. The Gemara had a Havamina, the Gemara had a Maskana. So from the Havamina standpoint, the Gemara thought for a moment that he's not a shlich. The Gemara concludes, just like what you're saying.
He's in possession of it, he has to maintain the...
Yeah, because he's gonna deliver the get. Okay. It's just that there's a clause, there's a condition that you can't deliver for 30 days. Okay. Perfect. Now, Velech Hashem Apayis. Okay, so the Gemara says, now, how about the following concern? And that is that maybe there was reconciliation between husband and wife. He's delivering a get, and he's putting a time delay in the get. Get shouldn't be chal for 30 days. And why don't we concern ourselves with the fact that there was reconciliation? Now, let's clarify that point better. Worried about reconciliation? We want reconciliation. Well, yes and no. Meaning, in this case over here, where now the get is en route to his wife. So now the get has already been written. We've gone over this point numerous times. We get to go over it again. If after the get was written, he secludes himself with the wife, with his wife, that disqualifies the get. That's what's called the get yashan. Later in the Masechta, we're going to talk more about why that is. But right now, all we need to know is that if they are miyached, right? And by miyached, we of course mean they're intimate with one another. After the writing of the get, it invalidates the get. You cannot deliver such a get. Good. So with that in mind, so now he's putting a 30-day delay on the get. So why aren't we worried that the get is now going to be a get yashan? And is that a legitimate concern? 100% it's a legitimate concern. And oh, by the way, Rashi points out over here, why is this the first time we're raising this issue? Meaning, how many cases have we gone over previously in the Gemara where he delivered a get that's going to take 5-6 months to get to her? And the Gemara never was bothered by that. But Rashi points out over here, yeah, you know why we weren't bothered by that previously? Because the shliach is en route. And now, what's the husband going to think to himself? I'm going to be able to run faster than the shliach. Meaning, the shliach is going to go as quickly as he can. And so, over here, even though it might take 6 months for the shliach to get there, but the husband's not thinking, hey, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to run to Eretz Yisrael and I'll beat the shliach over there and I'll make reconciliation with the wife. Over there, previously, it's not been a concern. But now, as you're creating, you're manufacturing a time delay in the get, so now the husband knows that basically he's got 30 days until the get's going to be delivered. And the husband's right here. So why are we worried about reconciliation? And the Gemara says, and this is a real concern.
We have the same thing with Sota.
It's a similar idea. But over here, it's a psul of what's called Get Yashan. So Milo Tanan, and the Gemara says, and let's take the following into consideration. Let's say the husband puts the following clause in the get. This get will be effective if I don't come back within 12 months. If he dies within 12 months, so now, rest assured, he's not coming back within 12 months. And therefore, the get's going to be a good get because the condition's been satisfied. Now, that is a Mishnah that we're going to be learning together later in the Masechta. It's coming up on Ayin Vav, much later in the Masechta. And so the Gemara says, okay, but now we're talking about a 12-month window between the writing of the get and the effect of the get. So why aren't we worried about reconciliation? And Amarava Baravuna, Hachamar Abba Mari, Mishmei Derav. And the Gemara says, I'll tell you why this is a tradition going back to Rav, and that is Baomer Ne'emenes Alai Lamer Shlobati. So what the husband basically says is that I will give her credibility. I'm waiving any claim that I'm going to provide later on that she and I were intimate. I am now effectively saying she is to be believed. And basically, it's a waiver. If he goes ahead and, I'm going to use the modern language, although I don't know if you have to sign the waiver, but basically, if he signs a waiver and says, this is not going to be an issue because if in the event I come along and challenge and say that we were together and the get should be disqualified, And she, I'm telling you right now, she is to be believed. She has more credibility than me on this issue. Okay, so. I mean, pious over here just simply means that they were intimate. I'm using the word yichud just as.
He can't just change his mind.
Yeah, no, right. That's right. That's right. That's off the table. So, but basically, in other words, when the husband signs a waiver, so therefore he can't claim that he was alone with her. Short of that, in other words, this is obviously consideration. So in a get that now is on delay for 30 days, why isn't this a consideration? If so, at that point in time, Rava was embarrassed because Rava realized that this is a legitimate concern and he didn't take into consideration. Okay, so he got embarrassed. So Lesofik Lemilsa Darusa Avai. Now the Gemara points out that it turns out that the case under review happens to be not Nesua but rather Narusa. They were only went through the stage of Erusin. Requiring a get, absolutely requiring a get. However, there's no concern about Yichud over here. Why? Because they haven't been intimate up until this point in time. And so the only concern of intimacy is that only if historically they were intimate, i.e. they went through the second stage of marriage. Over here where they have never been intimate with one another, it's not a concern. So Amar Avayim Amru Benesua Yomru Barusa. I understand it's a concern regarding Nisuin, but it's not a concern regarding Erisin. Okay. So, admittedly, Rava suffered a little bit of embarrassment, but saving a little bit of face because the case under discussion happens to be a Narusa, not a Nisua.
In that case, she can't marry
a Kohen,
though, because technically she was married, right?
But she cannot.
There was no
Correct. She's a divorced woman. Correct. Amarava Havada Kami Bailan. Okay, good. The Gemara now is asking the following question. We are on the top of Lamed Amalav, Ki Mashu Beis and Shliach Befanav, Oshala Befanav. Okay. So, when Basin goes ahead and points out a second Shliach. Okay, so remember, we're now going back to our Mishnah. Let's reset. Okay, as we are now starting with today's Daf. Not bad. 22 minutes into the Daf. Okay, so we're starting with today's Daf. Excuse me. That was 22 minutes before my first cough. That's good. I told you I'm getting better. Remember when the shliach is delivering it from outside Eretz Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael, and he can't make it anymore. He's an anus, and now he wants to pass the baton along. However, he has to say b'fana nechta. He can't give it to another shliach because the other shliach cannot say that formula. So, as we learned in the Mishnah, so what he's going to do is he's going to hand it over to Beis Din, and now Beis Din will appoint the shliach. Beis Din will basically take the place of. Befanenechtam. They can take the place, and they will take the place of the articulation Befanenechtam. So far, so good. We know that already. That was the Mishnah. Now the Gemara is just simply wondering, asking. So Kimashu Beisin Shliach Befanav Oshla Befanav. Now, as Beisin goes in and appoints that second Shliach, do they have to do that in the presence of the first Shliach? Does the first Shliach have to be there in order to create, in order to connect? In other words, he basically as a connector. Between shliach number one, shliach number two. So hadapashta bein b'fanav bein shlo b'fanav shachem mitam bein b'fanav bein shlo b'fanav. Okay, good. The Gemara asked, but the Gemara over here does not turn this into a lengthy discussion. The Gemara immediately resolves. No, you don't need the first shliach there. Meaning, once the first shliach hands it over to Beis Din can take it over from here. Meaning, now the second shliach is not a function of the first shliach. The second shliach now is a function of Beis Din. And so therefore, there does not have to be a connector between Shliach number one, Shliach number two, Shliach number one does not need to be there. Hahu da'amar ilo asina talsin yamal avigita. Okay. This next little piece of Gemara over here, right? We're almost up to the Mishnah. So this is discussed at length at the beginning of Ksuvos. Okay. Anyone who's experienced learning of Ksuvos, for the first daf, Beis and Gimel. So it has a lengthy sugi over there, and it's a little bit difficult, and that's called Onis Begitten. Whether or not you make a condition regarding a get, and the condition was not satisfied, but because of an onis, so whether or not that is going to disqualify the get or not disqualify the get. Is there onis begitten or is there ain onis begitten? Okay, so it is a lengthy discussion. We're going to make a very short version of the discussion. Mm-hmm. And by short, I'm also saying is that I'm not going to really give this sugya right now its proper respect and due. I'm going to go through this a little too quickly. I'm apologizing. I'm excusing myself. But let's see this together and sign.
Okay,
Okay, so the husband hands the get to his wife and says, if I don't come back within 30 days, the get should be activated. So a condition put into the get. So now, also paske mavra. And so now, on day 30, so he's ready to come back. He's right, he's almost there. However, he's got one ferry to make, and the ferry didn't show up. And so now, with a canceled flight, so now he's going to make the claim that, look, I was here, I would have made it, but ones. He's making a claim of ones. So Amalu chazedasai, the husband saying, look, I came. Amashmul lo shmei masya. So Shmuel says, yeah, that's not called coming, right? In other words, you're not here. So and Shmuel is clearly of the position that even though it was an onus that prevented him from coming, so in other words, but he did not come, and therefore, since he did not come, the get now is in fact going to be validated. It will be a valid get. the condition was met, but only al yidei onus, ain onus begitten. Okay, that's Shmuel's position. Okay, now, happens to be that this complementary case over here is not mentioned in the Gemara Ksuvos, but doesn't matter. The Gemara over here in Gittin puts these two cases side by side. Case number two is the following. Look, I'm going to give you a get, and I'm going to have it effective 30 days from now, but the condition is that if I don't pacify you within 30 days, okay. Now, I'm going to say this only half-jokingly, but how do we get to the point of pacification of a woman? Wow. Yeah. Right. Okay, good. So fine. So, as opposed to the previous condition where it's pretty easy to concretize and say, right, he has arrived. In other words, either you're here or you're not here. But the binary of, right, the wife is pacified versus the wife not being pacified, I'm not sure how we get that threshold, okay? I'll say it. But meanwhile, there is a threshold. The Gemara is clearly assuming there's a threshold. I just don't know how to properly articulate it. The problem is me. So, lehavigita. So, aizal paisa lo ifaise. So, he goes to pacify her, and she refused to be pacified. Okay, so, am rav yosef mi ayvle tarkava di dinare velo ifaise. So Rav Yosef says, well, you obviously didn't offer her enough money. In other words, pacification. If you have tarkava di dinari, I don't know how much that is, meaning it's three kavan, but whatever it amounts to a lot of money. Okay? And if you would have given her that kind of money, would she not have been pacified? Rav Yosef says she would have been. Now, in this first version of Rav Yosef, basically saying, look, in other words, you could have pacified her, but you just simply didn't have enough money. And Rashi points out over here, this is now ones. This is an interesting application of ones. Previously, when the flight got canceled, I understand that being ones. In other words, you tried and you were there, but in other words, the circumstances beyond your control. Over here, your inability to provide some serious cash, that is circumstances beyond your control. Okay, that's interesting. Igadarma now in a slightly different version, Amar of Yosef. So, if he wanted to pacify her, so he would have given her that kind of money. So hare paisa lo ifaisa. So ha paisa vehi lo ifaisa. So basically the condition was not satisfied. You would have given her all that kind of money. And she wouldn't have been satisfied. The condition, therefore, has not been satisfied. Hakamanda Amar Yesh Onis Begitten. So Hakamanda Amar Ain Onis Begitten. Now, the two versions of Rav Yosef as to whether or not the condition has been met or the condition has not been met, meaning it is a case of Ones, but are we now going to say that we don't care about Ones, or do we care about Ones? That is going to now fall into the question, the large question of whether we entertain a claim of ones when it comes to making a condition in a get. Yes or no? Again, lengthy discussion in the beginning of the Gemara Ksuvos. Our Gemara over here, it's so odd. The Gemara Ksuvos talks about it at length. Our Gemara over here, really short discussion about whether there is or there isn't an argument of ones. Can I make the claim that, look, I wanted to satisfy the condition, but circumstances beyond my control. Okay. Adkan, that takes us to the end of the first part of today's daf. So, and that now closes our Gemara regarding Shliach Os a Shliach. Okay, so everything you want to know about a Shliach going ahead and authorizing, deputizing a second Shliach, v'chule v'chule, so that all goes back to yesterday's Daf, Chavtes, bleeding a little bit into today's Daf on Daf Lamed. Okay. Now we're going to go back to a discussion that we had 2 days ago. On Chav Ches, we talked about Eches Kas Chai. Okay, we can assume that people are alive. Right? The man delivered a get. It's now 6 months later. Right? The get now is being delivered to his wife. We can't call him and ask him, hey, you still alive? Okay, now we can, but back in the day we couldn't call him. So do we assume that he's still alive? The answer is yes. Excuse me, we assume that he's still alive. We have what's called a Ches Kas Chai, the presumption that the person's still alive. Okay, so here we are now in this Mishnah, and we are going to continue a discussion regarding whether or not there is going to be a Ches Kas Chai. There is. It's really simple, by the way. The principle is true. It's just now going to be an application. I admit that over here, today's Daf's example is going to be a little bit complicated and definitely interesting. Okay, basically, we talked about this idea numerous times throughout Shas, and that is that the Chachamim did their best to try to stimulate loans. Okay? I can give multiple examples. We get to the fifth parak of Gittin. We're learning Gittin right now. So in the fifth parak of Gittin, we're going to give more examples of basically Chachamim wanting to stimulate loans, right? The stimulation of loans obviously is great for the economy, right? We hear this time and again. It's true. It seems to be absolutely correct. And the Chachamim did so. And so this is a way in which they stimulated loans. And that is that what I'm going to do is I'm going to lend money to a Kohen, to a Levi, or to an Ani, and basically what could serve as satisfaction of payment? The Trumos or Maestros that I'm going to take off. Okay? So watch carefully, okay? I'm going to just simply highlight how exactly this works. Okay, so Alan over here is a Kohen. Okay, I know this is going to sound funny, but he comes to me for a loan. Okay? And all right, that's common. Well, whatever. So anyway, so I say, sure. No, of course, no interest. So don't worry. And so, of course, no problem whatsoever. And in fact, so he comes to me for a loan, and I say to him, look, you know, I take off Truma annually, and I give it to you, so how about this? How about the satisfaction and payment is going to come from the Truma that I will take off? Great. So go ahead now, and we can construct a loan like that, where I now am going to be much more confident about the repayment of my loan because the repayment of my loan is going to be coming from the Truma that I'm going to take off. And the Chachamim...
You can't eat it yourself.
Okay, so good. So now to the question of... Good. Okay, good. That's why, perfect. Okay, that's why all this gets a little bit complicated. So what now... Now, obviously, I'm not a Kohen. I'm in no position to go ahead and eat the Truma, but the Truma has value. Now, granted, by the way, the value of the retail sale of value of Truma is not going to be dollar for dollar of what regular fruits and vegetables are, because the Kohen gets it for free. And so what Kohen now is going to be paying for it? So they're going to be paying for it at a deep discount. It don't matter. It has a value, and whatever its evaluation is will be serving now as satisfaction of my loan. Good. That could be done for the Kohen and future Truma. That could be done for the Levi and future Meiser. That could be done for the Ani and future Meiser Ani. Okay. And why is it even more complicated? Because over here, when I take off Truma, so even if I regularly give it to Alan, the truth of the matter is that Alan is not really the beneficiary of the Truma. Who's the beneficiary of the Truma?
You are.
The entire tribe of the Kohanim. All the Kohanim are the beneficiary of the Truma. So it's a little bit strange that he's going to be borrowing money from me and satisfaction is going to be the Truma that I owe him. I don't owe him the Truma. I owe the Kohanim the Truma.
Yeah,
same point regarding the Leviim. Same point regarding the Anim. It's true that I get to choose, but you are not entitled to that Truma.
I'm entitled to a portion of it.
If I elect to give it to you, then it's yours. But I don't have to give it to you. I can give it to somebody else. Okay. In this case, I am certainly motivated to give it to you because it will for sure then satisfy my loan.
But all Kohanim are entitled to Truma. Whether or not they get it is dependent on the people that give it and to whom they want to give it to.
No argument. You're 100% correct. Okay, good.
So the entitlement is there. Just that particular truma is not mine, or cannot be, or not a specific.
Correct. Moment, correct.
Because you have to be able to be given by the person.
Good. Good. All this, by the way, now that we're here, so we start with the Mishnah, and I told you already. The only point that we're really looking to illustrate is Cheskas Chai. And now the illustration comes about through this particular example. We start with the Mishnah. So you're going to be lending money to a Kohen or a Levi or an Ani. And what you're going to be doing now is that you're going to get satisfied with payment based on Trumas and Maisos that you will take off. So, Mafresh Aleim Becheska Shein Kayamin. Ve'inu Choshe Shem Ameitha Kohen or Levi. Oh, Ha'ashir Ha'ani. Here are things that you don't have to put on your worry list. Okay, you can have many things on your worry list, but this not being one of them. And that is, I don't know, maybe between the loan and my repayment, maybe the Kohen died. Between the loan and the repayment, maybe the Levi died. Between the loan and the repayment, maybe the Ani became wealthy. Okay, you don't have to worry about those things. So now Mesu. Now, but what if the Kohen dies? Okay, so now, simple question. And that is that now that the Kohen died, so what now becomes of his obligation? Okay, so are debts inherited by the kids? The answer is no. Debts are not inherited by the kids. Now, if there's property and I have a lien on the property, obviously we have what to talk about. But outside of liens on property, so the kids do not inherit the debt. So Mesu, Tzarech Litov Rishus Min HaYorshim. So now, if my borrower Kohen dies, so I'm going to go over to the kids and I'm going to say to the Yorshim, are you ready to accept the debt of your father? If you are, then I'll keep the truma. If you're not, then I can't keep the truma. Im hilvam bifnei beis din tzarech litov rishus min hayorshim. If, however, the loan was constructed in front of beis din, so now this loan is going to be a beis din loan. So then the debt will exist and perpetuate. Even if the kids don't give me permission. I don't need permission of the kids. Okay. There is a lot to deconstruct over here in this Mishnah. And again, by the way, the only reason why we're here is because you're just simply illustrating this idea of Cheskas Chai. The Avagav de la Asali Adai. So the Gemara says, wow, how could that possibly be? In other words, how is Alan Pe- excuse me. Wow. How is Alan paying me back with the loan? With the truma that is going to be, the truma that's going to be given to him. Okay? Focus on the words going to be given to him. It's not his yet. How can he pay me back the money that he owes me with something that's not his? So the Gemara says, Amarav, Makire Kuhuno Levia. So the Gemara gives a number of answers, three answers in total. Number one answer, number one is Rav. And that is Makire Kuhuna. Makire Kuhuna means, is that I give to Alan every time. Alan is a regular. In other words, of the beneficiaries of the many Kohanim that live around me, I decided that Alan's my Kohen. And this idea of Makire Kohuna now means that because I always give to Alan, we could view Alan now as the recipient, even though he hasn't received it. That's answer number one. Shmuel Amar B'mezakalem Ayideh Acher. Ayideh Acherim. Second answer, that of Shmuel, and that is that no, what I did is that even though I didn't give him the truma, I gave him the truma yidei acher. Okay, and that creates a kinyan, and therefore now the truma is his, and now I can take it back as satisfaction of my debt. Ulamar hamani Rabbi Yosi yidamar asu esheinu zoche kezoche. So Ula says that it's the sheet of Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi says that as per rabbinic institution, so sometimes people are not the owner. But the Chachamim made them the owner. See Rashi over here, again, by the way, I'm taking a shortcut. See Rashi over here for multiple examples where Rav Yossi has this idea where sometimes the Chachamim go ahead and legislate ownership, even for something that you don't own. And so over here, the Chachamim legislated ownership, meaning even though I didn't hand Alan the Truma, but because by me handing the Alan the Truma, I'm able now to take it as satisfaction of my loan, and because that's going to promote the loan from the very beginning, so therefore the Chachamim legislate over here. Now, Kula Karev Lo Amri Ben Makir Lo Ketani. Now, three different answers that are given. Why didn't why didn't the other Amorim like Rav's answer? The Mishnah didn't say Makire. Kishmul lo kamri ben mezaka lo ketani. Shmuel's answer, also ikar chaser min ha-sefer. Because the Mishnah didn't say that you were a mezaka. And ka'ula lo nami lo armi ki chida lo makminan. And why didn't the other Amorim like Ula's answer? Because in order to explain the Mishnah, you need the sheet of Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi over here is a das yachid. That's a stretch. Tanur Rabbanan. Okay. I'm going to do it. I'm going to pause over here. Okay, I know it leaves us behind. Tomorrow, shorter daf. Tomorrow we have an opportunity to make up. And the truth of the matter is that we have a lot of concepts coming up. I know the road ahead. It's a long road. We have a lot of concepts coming up. So tomorrow we're going to start with the Tanur Rabbanan, and we're going to go over many different aspects about this loan that we're describing over here, right? Shemitah, Ribbis, right? What prices are we going to be working with? Okay, lots to discuss. We'll start with it tomorrow morning. Okay, let's quickly recap. Let's review. Shliach osa shliach. This idea that you can go ahead, the first shliach can deputize the second shliach. So we learned together that the difference between in Eretz Yisrael versus outside of Eretz Yisrael. And over the course of the daf today, we went over a lot of case studies where shliach went ahead and designated a second shliach, and a lot of hurdles that we went over. Maybe the shliach wasn't appointed to be megarish. Maybe it was premature. The husband himself made conditions in the get when he delivered the get. A 30-day delay in it. He didn't come back. Onus by getting. Okay, so a number of different scenarios in which a shliach is appointing another shliach. Alternatively, the husband set conditions in the get, which he did not satisfy, but only because of circumstances that were beyond his control. Good. That was the first part of today's daf. This second part of today's daf, which is going to go well into tomorrow's daf, is the idea of cheskas chai, that we can assume people are alive. I lent money to a kohen. The payment is coming from the future truma. So later, when I go ahead and mafresh truma, I can assume the kohen's still alive. The levy's still alive. The ani's still alive. And now this constructed loan of me lending to a kohen using future truma as satisfaction of the payment, so that we're going to basically get distracted, in a good way, obviously, we're going to get distracted by the construction of such a loan.